Yes, we're recording.
Are we, we are now. Recording.
Episode 90, welcome.
There, yeah, got it.
But episode 90 of what?
I don't know.
Valid point.
Of not playing Destiny, it's really weird.
Yeah. You got two more days to play Destiny.
Yeah. Borderlands. I actually, my downloaded, if you have Steam, you can download it now. I prepaid for it, so I was able to download
it.
Oh,
nice. Friend.
I'll do that tonight.
Yes. So.
Well, if I do it tonight, will I still get the pre-release special thing?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can download it tonight, and you can, the second you get up Tuesday, you can play it. Launch trailer comes out tomorrow to get you more excited.
Nah.
Wasn't the gameplay of Claptrap that comes out tomorrow?
That's been all the gameplay for all the players.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some reason. I follow Borderlands on Facebook, and I've got like 1,008 videos on it. But no, tomorrow's the official launch trailer.
Ah, nice.
Yep.
But yeah, I'll be playing the shit out of that this week.
So they have the official launch trailer one day before.
All games do that. It's usually a day or two. Yeah, it's just a thing they do to build last second excitement. I just don't pay attention. Which is silly because I'm not going to change my mind one way or another based on the launch trailer. Like, wait a minute, that trailer wasn't as funny as I thought. Cancel my order. I didn't laugh.
As long as they don't go Colonial Marines with this thing.
I thought they already had a launch trailer. They were just introducing Elpis and its environment
Hammerlock and Torg, which my brother had never seen, so I just showed it to him today. So he was quite happy with that.
Yeah. Mr. Torg Flexington. I forget his middle name. It's like Explosions or something.
Or something. It's his middle name.
Speaking of names, we should
probably do introductions, huh?
We are.
I was pointing. That's Nathan. There's another Nathan. There's a Jeremy. There's an Andy, and I'm Brian. There.
That's true.
That cleared
it
up for everyone.
You didn't actually point, though.
Did I
ruin the verisimilitude for the listeners?
With my penis, I was pointing.
Oh. How skillful of you. Newbie, would you say you were happy there was a penis?
Not this time.
Okay. All right. Keep me appraised.
Thanks for listening to Route.
You're back. Do your announcements thing.
I
did it last week.
I don't. Announcements. Announcements?
Wow, this
announcements, yes.
Falling so flat. This is amazing.
I have an announcement.
Everyone is quite tired, it sounds like, today.
Gotham is terrible.
It is.
That's
I didn't even have to watch an episode to let you know that.
I'm going
to
keep watching
you
this, but I don't.
For recommendations.
No.
Recommend people to not watch Gotham.
No, it's
that's been done a couple times.
Don't need to
waste
it for that. But
I can do it again at recommendations.
It's frustrating because when I watch Gotham, like, this is bad, but it could be good. Like, it's not. It's
right.
That's probably what's more frustrating. It's on the. It's just bad enough. It's like you can see where it could be just amazing, and they keep going down the annoying route.
If there were zero characters that I knew apart from Jim Gordon, I think it would be 1,000 times better.
Even right. Like,
if the two characters you recognize were the city of Gotham, Jim Gordon, and have the Waynes, like, you could start with the Waynes murder and then just get rid of Bruce and have have it all on Jim Gordon
the
fighting crime.
The Penguin has
Gotham.
Been amazing. It's just, if it was just Gordon doing his thing and the crimes and the Penguin doing his thing, and now, like, every 5 minutes, hey, look at that gorilla playing with the plants. Oh, hey, that guy just told a riddle again. That's hilarious. Yeah. Stop it.
Yes.
I will say, I find it interesting, though, in the image of Gotham for the title, the Riddler's question mark is in the middle of the whole thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like in the background. You can kind of just barely make it out, the green part. I don't know. I haven't seen it. It looks decent, but...
It isn't.
But
Jim Gordon... It's not. It's terrible. I only lasted 30 minutes. No, I shouldn't say I lasted 30 minutes. I could only take 30 minutes of it before it was... For the love of God, change the channel. My ears are starting to bleed.
I watched the first episode, and it's like, this is a pilot. Pilots are rough.
Yes.
Yep.
And then I watched the second episode, and I was like, growing pains, maybe? And then halfway through the third episode, I'm like, nope, giving up. Yeah. And so I'm still watching it, but now I'm watching it just to ridicule how bad it is.
Well, and some shows turn around pretty well.
Here comes a question. Do you think it'll sort of, like, turn itself around, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did with the second half of the first season.
But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., from my viewing of it, didn't start off with shit. And that's what I've heard from everybody else describe it.
Like, I haven't seen Gotham, but I was very underwhelmed with the first half of the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then the second half
like,
really just kicked ass.
But it wasn't like where people were just saying it was god-awful. It was just
There's a difference between struggling and terrible.
Yeah.
And I think that's Andy's point.
So what some shows do is...
So you have no hope that it's going to make...
Hey,
I wasn't done here.
You're being shut up by Brian.
I know.
Jeez. Just going on forever. It's my turn. Point.
And done.
Some Moving shows on. make like eight episodes at the first fight. The first eight are done. Like you're just done. And then there's like a couple of month break. And then based on feedback, you'll see a show like no, does anyone here watch New Girl?
No, the first
people weren't very excited.
Is that the Zooey Deschanel one? Yeah. I would have all of the sex with her, but I don't watch.
And
TV
that's why
show.
I watched the show at first. And the first eight episodes were like, it had to break, and it came back from the break so much better. Some of these shows, they do the first batch, they wait. Are they going to be? Because you don't know if after the first eight, they're going to be canceled after two or whatnot. And then now they have the freedom to actually become the show they want to become sometimes. So I want to see what happens to Gotham like after that break. It's still awful and has a huge lot of work to do. And if it doesn't change its pace, I'm going to completely give up on it.
They need to have people not murdering with weather balloons. Like it's trying Yeah, the most recent episode, there's a guy killing people by handcuffing them to weather balloons.
And they just fly away.
They just fly away. And then later on, the balloon pops and their frozen corpse falls down and squishes an old lady walking her dog.
That's actually
but the thing
sort
is,
of cool.
That takes a lot of targeting.
That's like wacky. The issue is it's trying. I don't. It's trying to do both because that is 1960s Batman. Like the weather balloon killer is so goofy and cheesy and dumb. But the backdrop they're trying to go for is the movies, the Dark Knight, and everything. And it's like you can't have this gritty, dark surrounding and then have me watch a guy in a dog mask murder someone with a weather balloon. Like, it doesn't work.
To me, it sounds like they watched Dark Knight Returns. The second, the one with Heath Ledger as the
Dark
Joker.
Dark Knight.
They watched too much of that because there was a lot of dark humor in there. And I think they're trying to mimic that maybe a little bit too much.
But I don't know, because the previous episode, the villains were like, they were literally straight out of being the mom and dad from Leave It to Beaver. Like, they were really prim and proper. And again, it just felt like 1960s Batman villains because they were over the top cheesy with their shtick. And I'm like, if the show was less dark or less cheesy, I could probably like it more.
Yeah, it's going both ways too much.
Well,
like, Sleepy Hollow has gone all... It's like I'm watching season one, and Nathan just said he's watching season one of Sleepy Hollow. That show is 100% cheese factor, yes. And they don't even pretend not to be. And I enjoy it quite a bit. But some friends, like, when they watch it, go, well, it's too goofy. Well, I get that, but, man, they embrace what they are. They just fucking go full tilt. They don't try to balance the bullshit. They just, they are what they are. I think Gotham needs to pick a thing and just do it.
Yeah. Pick an identity. Drop all of your references to the Batman, like later ones. You don't need to have literally every future supervillain. We get it. You're Gotham. You don't have to have. Brian's not even exaggerating. The first episode had Catwoman and the Riddler and Poison Ivy and the Penguin and possibly the Joker. Yep. Like all of them in the first episode. It's like, take a step back.
You could have spaced that out entirely.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
For an entire season. Maybe they
and
know.
Falcone also.
Maybe they've broken the fourth wall and they know that they're on Fox, so they're going to be only around for a season. So you might as well just put everything out right now.
Bane breaks Bruce Wayne's back just to get it. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. Like 6-year-old Bane on work release from his Guatemalan prison comes off and shatters Bruce Wayne's spine and then leaves. Actually, I would watch the fuck out of that episode.
By the way, have any of you seen the test footage for the Deadpool movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know two things about that movie. One, it's going to be terrible. And two, it's going to be terrible. I didn't actually have two things when I said two things, and that occurred to me after that sentence. I don't want it to be terrible. I'm excited they're making a Deadpool movie.
I'm
excited Ryan Reynolds can do it right. It's going to be terrible, and we're all going to be sad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm very pessimistic.
If they do it like the test footage. Like, I am too, but if it's terrible, but terrible in like a good way, I'll still enjoy it.
One thing can make or break the movie, and honestly, it's its rating.
Right, yeah.
If that movie is PG-13, it will be absolutely horrible. It has to be an R-rated movie.
X-Men 3.
Oh, plus they were talking about how they were going to try and tie it into Fox's Marvel Universe, and they're like, well, if you do that, then you can't have him breaking the fourth wall and stuff, so...
I could still.
Yeah, the way they explain it is like, if you did that, it would sort of put him out of place with the whole thing. But
he can do it in his movie, but not in the other people's movies. I don't know.
Right.
That would
be
awkward then. But he has to.
But yeah, if they try and tie it in with the rest of Fox's Marvel thing, then they were talking about it's going to be PG-13. But if it's on its own, then it'll be rated R. Which
it has to be on its own. It has to be as part of its own entity. It could still be in the Marvel Universe, but
Well, it'd be funny if it was, you know, he's in his own universe, you know, he does his own thing. And if they put him in a Fox movie, he's talking to the TV, but he's only talking, he's looking off in the distance. People are like, what's that guy doing over there? Yeah. He's talking to this fake audience. He's just crazy. Yeah, it can make him crazy.
Well, make him crazy. He is.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
I mean, he's sane in a crazy world.
There's that way to look at it, too.
If you found out you lived in a fictional universe and you could read text bubbles of the narrator and shit, like...
Yeah, that's true.
So we brought up comic books. I'm very sad. There's a Judge Dredd versus Alien versus Predator like
crossover
that it was out for a while, but they put it like in a big, you know, one of those they call it. They have a
paperback
edition of it. not paperback, but collection. The collection, like trade paperback. Paper, yeah. But I couldn't get a digital copy of it because I only give everything digital.
Oh,
how sad! I'm not going to spend money on a piece of paper.
On a physical book?
Yeah, it's garbage.
Something that you can hold?
Yeah,
he can hold his Kindle.
I can hold the Cloud.
Sort of like how the comic books do read like on the iPad and stuff. Like, yeah. You can just double click and it'll bring you to the
panel by panel.
Yeah, it's sort of nice.
Looking at it panel by panel is actually super nice because then you don't subconsciously peek ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I've definitely enjoyed reading my comics now on the iPad.
Yeah.
Even though every once in a while it's just nice to have that.
Well, I keep all my porn in magazines, but I keep all the everything else in the iPad. I don't want the iPad. Yeah, I keep the iPad clean.
I thought that's why you got the Oculus Rift dev kit, so you can watch your porn.
While I'm driving?
Yes.
I was just thinking like how weird it would be like
to be pulled over with that?
No, to like wear the Oculus Rift but then like mount a camera on the dashboard of your car facing forward so you just like you're driving but you see as if you were the car itself.
So
you could pretend you were Kit from Knight Rider.
So you could just use Google Glass too to play videos while you're driving.
So a show I watched online, it's called Immersion. They mounted a camera onto the back of a pickup truck. Like
the Rooster Teeth guys did that.
That's them. That's what they did. But yeah, they did that, and then they covered up the whole cab all in black so they couldn't see anything but like a small little monitor, and they basically drove like Grand Theft Auto style. Didn't do very well.
I saw a thing where they, ostensibly it was for a study for some reason or whatever, but they had people wearing Oculus Rifts with the live camera as well. So they were, and the camera was mounted like on the Rift. So they really are just seeing their normal field of view, but they put a delay on it of like 5 seconds.
Oh, God.
And then they made them do stuff just like make pancakes and like play ping pong, and they're trying to do all this stuff with a delay. It was like, what if lag happened in real life?
Oh.
It was
great. God.
It's like when you broadcast from the PS4 as a 5 second, like a 3 second delay. Because me and Jeremy were playing. He was broadcasting, and I had a computer on. I was like watching him do things on my screen, even though it was like it was weird because we would kill something. And I look at the screen, and it would die like 5 seconds later. It was like this weird.
Yeah,
you're living in the future.
I know, it was weird. War Machine,
Exigence.
Oh, Hordes.
Hordes. Exigence. I love the copyright disclaimer in Exigence. I think it's my favorite one so far. True story.
You read it, everyone.
And tell if you didn't know that there's the different copyright things in every single Privateer Press book, you're welcome. Go read all of them. I burped.
Congratulations.
I should go check out my Iron Kingdoms books, see what they say in them.
Oh, yeah, I haven't read the Iron Kingdoms ones because I don't own those ones. I've read all of the faction books and everything, but...
I do have actually all the... that's the one thing I do have in paper, actual hardcover copies, because usually those you have to borrow around, and it's just easier to borrow someone else.
I'm annoyed. The paperback War Machine books have the quote on the inside of the cover, and the hardcovers don't. And it's double annoying because you open the cover of the hardcovers, and there's just a black facing. And then there's the title page on the right, just like the soft cover does. And then when you turn the title page, it's literally just a blank white page on the other side. It's like, why the hell didn't they put the cool quote there? Yeah. Like, why do the hardcover people just not get it?
Huh.
Seems rather pointless.
It is weird. Come on, PP, what up? What up?
What is
Step
up?
It up. Email me an explanation.
We're calling you out. What?
So who won the book? Come on. Everyone's opinion.
Minions and everyone who can take their stuff.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Scorn stuff's pretty good.
Scorn stuff is really good, and the minion stuff that Scorn can take is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Beast Pack. That's always great.
I went down early on Wednesday, and Brian and I were there early on Wednesday to play a game or whatever, and he started to talk about a list, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to make that list too. Like, I'm almost tempted to buy like 3 Scorn models so I can run a more efficient minions list.
Yeah, there's some ridiculous combinations.
Yeah.
And that's Exogens.
Talk, people. Newbie, done. You haven't said dick. Talk about Circle. You say you hate the Death Wolves. You wanted to talk about this last week.
It's not.
Andy wouldn't let you talk. Vent.
This is the newbie moment.
You're in a safe environment.
Your world is happening now.
I won't mention how much you love black staves and you're happy there's penises and everything.
Hold
I'm going to let you
on.
Go.
I wasn't the just one talking about black staves.
You said you loved them.
No, I didn't.
You're talking about Harry Dresden.
See how
he calls
staves.
Them staves?
Yeah.
Shut up.
All right, tell us about your faction.
Okay, no. The Death Wolves, okay, I agree that they do have some utility.
They're models.
This is a fact. They are models.
I agree with you that they are models, yes.
And they do have some interesting like background fluff for them.
And
rules.
I agree. Nathan, I knew that. Do you agree that they have rules as well?
They do.
Yes.
Go to hell.
Thanks, right. Newbie. That was exciting.
No, it's the fact that they are so reliant on the living model thing when across most Horde's factions, you have access to the Witch Doctor now, which strips away the living.
Sure. Only in Hordes.
Only in Hordes, true. Right.
But then War Machine has Crix and Convergence.
Right there. So there's not a whole lot of living models across the table. You know, it's not a given anymore, so you can't rely on getting the corpse tokens. Starting with one, fine, that's good. But if you aren't going to be getting them on a fairly regular basis,
you can't generate D3 a turn if you don't have one?
Oh, you should do that.
That's a pretty good rule.
But at the very least, even though when they start it, like somebody put out the math of it, that's equivalent of being a 6-man unit because you have to kill 3 guys and then there's still 3 guys. So yeah. They're a 6-man unit for 5 points, which isn't bad.
Yeah, well, my other gripe was the fact that they immediately got, you know, whatever changed
to just be
a Circle character unit, which immediately knocks them out of every theme force, pretty much, except for Bradagus, which that's, of course, just because, hey, we have this new book, we have this new caster, let's put everything, pretty much, that you can take with this caster as in the book, which is just, you know, just sales ploy.
Well,
whatever.
Sure, it's like I knew Maximus would be in Helga's theme force, for example.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, taking away the wolves characteristic, I don't think that was necessary. I think it would have been easier for them to do the precision scalpel thing like they did with the Signar gun mages, making them into pistoliers, so that, okay, well, the pistolier UA can't go on the Black 13th because that's what it was supposed to be anyway. Could have made the wolves, the original wolves, into spearmen instead of just wolves of Ouroboros.
Well, except speaking of supposed to be, their claim is that this isn't an errata or a change at all, that the book is a typo and that they were always intended to not be wolves. Do you not believe that?
Not really. I think that between the book being printed and this hitting, they said, oh, wait a second.
What's the fluff about them?
That they have been shunned. They are pariahs of the wolves because of their cannibalism, which doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense. The entire faction is crazy about human sacrifice.
Well, they're more about like Tharns than they are actually or the wolves, so...
Yeah, no, fluff-wise, it kind of makes sense for them not to be wolves because the wolves have rejected them for being cannibals. But on the other hand, as somebody pointed out, like same with Morag and Grail, like they were rejected as well. Like, so they could have been, you know, you're ostracized, but you're still ostracized.
Right. You're still fighting with us. We might not get along with you, but you're not exactly the bad guys. So that's my big gripe about them. The other stuff, the only other thing was Brennos, and that's just another
one of our locals has the most raging erection about Brennos. He thinks he's the greatest beast ever. Like, he's just flipping his lid about how good Brennos is. Like, replacing a Stalker in his Morvana 2 list and everything.
Well, I mean, his thing about that was, like, his Stalker does nothing and just hangs out by Morvana as it is.
We've established we have terrible Circle players, too.
Yes.
I don't even know which player said that, so I'm wondering a random person.
Such a raging hard-on for Brennos.
Jeff,
yeah.
Oh.
Circle Jeff.
Sorry, Circle Jeff, I didn't know it was you.
I
take it back.
Listening to him, his thing, and his whole theory about it, it would work for him, but,
True, it's... everyone has their own play style that, yeah, you know, it might work for them, it might not. I just don't see the usage of a 9-point utility beast that only is going to see any action if it has Carnivore going after a living caster. Yeah, the entire...
but with Carnivore going after a living caster, it's really good.
Yes, but it has to be Carnivore going after a living caster.
There's a lot of living casters.
Yeah.
In fact, like 90% of non-Crix casters are living.
Yeah, well...
so there's 16 Crix casters.
And even
and
like...
three Convergence casters that are non-living.
And
are they all non-living?
Three of the five are non-living.
Okay.
Yeah. Aurora and Axis are both living.
All right, so that's 19.
Now. Yeah.
Well, not all the... I mean, Denegra's alive. Coven's alive.
The Coven's alive. Denny's alive. Both Scars are alive.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's about 15 out of the 100.
Is Karchev living?
Yeah, he's technically
He still counts as living? Yeah, I know he's not a warrior model. He's not a warjack. I just wasn't sure if Man of the Machine did anything about being living.
He's a living Karchev.
Yes. It's always funny when I'm like trying to explain to people rules-wise. I'm like, you know, there are five types of models in the game. There are warrior models, there are war beasts, there are warjacks, there's battle engines, and there's Karchevs.
There's somebody else that works like that, too, now, almost. Recent. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody.
What's her face in the Whatchamajig do the whole thing where they're the one thing?
Belphegor and
Bethany.
Bethane.
Yeah, whatever.
I will say, once these releases come out, it'll be interesting because, I mean, you're going to see a lot of bug lines and Scorn now. It's just you don't know when things are going to come out. It's like, sometimes Privateer Press has issues with their molds for whatever reason. Like, In December, we're gonna get stuff for the next War Machine book, and there's stuff from the previous War Machine book that won't even be out yet.
Right.
Yeah. So it's always a fear of, you know, like, Scorn players have been burnt more than not when it comes to releases, which is just bad luck. It's, you know, it is what it is. But they're like, well, maybe we'll get our you know, those bugs, you know, because sometime next year, but you never really know when. So it's hard to get too excited when you don't have any concept of time when it's going to, you know, get to the shelf.
Well, it's like my two factions have the two best battle engines in the game, and I have no clue when either of them are going to come out.
The fact the Convergence battle engine out, God. I wish Privateer Press at some point would say, you know, hey, I know this book came out a year and a half ago. We had a problem. It'll be out soon.
You could
admit that an issue happened. You don't need to pretend it didn't.
Well, do they really need to say that there is an issue?
It's always nice when a company is proactive. When they're silent, it's always, even if they say, I mean, obviously they said it's, you know, we're working on it, it's not there. That's actually not doing anything. But when they acknowledge the issue, I think people will respond.
Like, everybody knows it's going to be the first model on the sprue. So maybe there was production issues trying to perfect, you know, making a sprue or whatever. And there's nothing, like, they don't even have to give a date, but like, oh, you know, there's issues, so it'll be out in 6 months. They can just say, yeah, there's issues, sorry. Yeah. You know, it'd be nice because they did the same thing with like the Bombardiers and the Desters. Mm-hmm. Like forever, people are like, "Well, what?" And it's like nothing.
Yeah,
just an acknowledgement.
I mean, if you make a sprue, pretty much how they are. Sometimes molds break or something happens and they have to redo it, and then you can say, "Well, X model is going to come out." So I don't know what if they're. I just don't know why they think silence is better than saying something.
Right. I mean, look at the whole thing with Monpox still.
Yeah.
Like, it's like some giant conspiracy along the lines of the Grassy Knoll, why they stopped producing Monpok. Yeah. I mean, was it just not profitable? Was it the whole movie thing? No one knows.
Yeah.
I just don't know why no one knows.
We'll know in 10 years.
Maybe. It's already been, like, 5.
Yeah. No, it hasn't been that long, but I mean, the thing is, though, that's been their policy about, like, any kind of news like that or any kind of information like that, is they've always been mum on it.
Yeah,
they haven't.
It just seems a little bit weird.
Well,
I mean, I don't know a whole much about them, like you guys do and all that stuff, but it just seems weird, like, in the interactions I've seen with the community and stuff, it seems like they'd want to be more just open and just talk and give the heads up about stuff like that.
But, well, some companies are so proactive with their audience, and then some aren't. It's weird. I mean, Privateer Press in general is pretty, because they go to cons, and they're very
on hand, you know, touchy feely in a non creepy way with their audience, with their customers. Like, they go and have that physical convention presence. They're on the boards and everything. But any behind the scenes, no curtain peeking, no admitting there is a curtain. Like, they're so hush hush about anything behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird.
And a lot of it makes sense, but yeah, it's at some point it's a little weird.
Yep.
But end of the day, it doesn't matter too much.
End of the day, I just want my TEP.
Yeah.
Ditto.
God. They're so good.
You want your ICP too?
I do not want ICP. No. Oh.
You get a free Faygo.
We can go to a gathering of the Juggalos, though, because I like Faygo, hey, and I like Faygo women with loose morals.
We agree.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of weird.
It is funny that like Juggalos around.
Well, they're
fun to watch.
There's a bold statement in life.
Yeah. But like Juggalos around the nation will like pay through the nose to import Faygo. Because, you know, it's Faygo, it's IBCP. Like, the whole point of Faygo is that it's cheap and shitty. Like, but if you're a Juggalo and, like
flavored water, that's all it is.
It's the, you know, soda you can get for a nickel. That's the only reason it exists. So when you're paying
a
lot of money,
I'm paying more than a nickel.
So there's a thing called hyperbole.
Explain.
You need to keep going here.
Here, you know what? If you and Jeremy Shea are ever in the same podcast, my head's going to explode yelling at both of you.
Those two together is what cracked when I wasn't here.
Yeah, I was replacing you that time.
Oh, God, I'm glad I wasn't there. I mean, I apologize for our audience for not being there because apparently that means I was responsible, but I'm glad I didn't listen.
I thought it went fine.
Anyway, continue. You're talking about Juggalos and Faygo and
No, the general gist of it was that you're an idiot. So Minions did well, I thought, in Exigence.
It's like, anyone else want to speak about Exigence?
Two exciting casters, two exciting battle engines. I mean, the Sacrovault is goddamned broken. So good.
It is. I will say, because Infantry Swarm is not as popular as it once was, they're going to lose a little bit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be off the wall. I think the only reason they could make that model is because Infantry isn't as prevalent.
Well, you're not going to have a Creo Stew theme list go against that.
Right. Well, Gators in general struggle against high armor.
Yeah.
And so I think that although this continues to be something that struggles against high armor, at least it's something that's so good against infantry that the Gators can say, okay, I have a TEP, or not a TEP, I'm sorry, I have a Sacral Vault, I'm covered for infantry. Yeah. Like, this one model wipes out infantry in the entire army, I'm fine. So the rest of my army can be tuned as hard as I possibly can to armor cracking. It frees them up to do that, I think.
Yeah,
that's
my indeed.
And Gators, I like the Death Roll. I think the Death Roller is understated because I keep saying TEP. The Sacral Vault is so good that people are like, oh my god, the Gator Challenge is amazing. The Death Roller is really fucking good. I'm excited about that. I'm going to start actually casting Sprint. I haven't cast the Lightning Strike Animus ever. I'm going to cast it on my Death Roller every single activation.
I'm excited just to see what that model actually looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the model, they could sell a lot just based on the quality of the model.
Yeah, because I want to see how they go and do the hogs inside of it, because that's going to be pretty cool.
Scorn can give them reach.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's an expensive thing to do, but Scorn can do it.
Scorn, you know, Rasheth, a couple Death Rollers, Wrong Eye Snapjaw, and a Swamp Whore for Elasticity. You got two reach Death Rollers. That's good times.
Yeah, for you, not the opponent.
I may or may not be picking up a Rasheth and a couple token beasts. I don't know what he wants, but I'm just going to run Pigs, Wrong Eye Snapjaw, done and done.
There you go, and you win.
Hooray! Afferent are cool. And I'm done.
Yay! So what's the next topic? We have events coming up. Yeah, there's events coming up. Next. Yeah,
you never actually did do your announcements.
I said announcements, and then we moved on. There's an
probably
event
for the better.
On the 25th in Milwaukee, a spell draft.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that. Spoiler, I'm going to bring Iron Mother.
There's an event this weekend in Madison where there'll only be out-of-towners.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Like, none of the locals can make it.
Yeah, I'm going to a Warhammer event.
At Misty.
It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Oh, so even some of the more of the locals don't even know about the tournament?
Yeah.
Nice.
We posted it.
I probably know about it, but I probably already had something going on, so I just didn't even register.
It's the sign-up is big, but it's all out-of-towners.
50-point steamroller, no character restrict.
Okay, it's that one. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. See, yeah, I knew about it.
Yeah. Oh, here's an update. We have a War Machine Weekend update. How is the painting of Exelon Thexus going? How many colors are on him?
He's a very shiny silver. It's coming
along very
well.
Silver. All right.
So that's one
color. The living room or the dining room where I was going to put up my table has taken more cleaning. so far.
We're on a table here we could actually paint on.
No, because then I have to move it all the goddamn time.
Well, you can set up a little area.
No.
I remember we used to live with you. It was always like, that was always a big step that slowed you down, was setting up the painting area.
Yeah.
It's like the hard part to go over. It's like step one. Always. Step two,
also slowed me down, though, too, is the fact that I thought I was having a heart attack all of last week.
Because did you take any antacid?
No, it wasn't antacid. It was, so I felt like I had heartburn on like Wednesday night. Thursday it lasted all day, even after we went out to eat. And then Friday morning I decided, oh, I'm going to go get this checked out because this is weird. And turns out I had, it's costochondritis, which is a inflammation of the cartilage that holds your ribs together.
Well, there you go.
Awesome.
Which exciting.
Which can very well mimic a heart attack. Because it did start off on my left-hand side, and then it just slowly went over to, like, my lower cage. And, yeah, it was pretty painful. I couldn't breathe in at all. It sucked. So that was my Saturday. It was
on the bright side, you're not dead.
I'm not dead, yes. So.
Our listeners, you're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, I made some effort into getting the table set up so far.
After recording, we can have a montage. And we'll all get it clean while some 80s music plays.
Someone mentioned that. I need to get motivated with my factions. We can get a montage for Andy Painted. I need a montage for some like energy to play my factions. Like a little training, get myself back in motion. We can all have our own personal montage after this. I'll have to pick a song and an 80s movies to associate with it.
There's only one song you need. It's montage.
Yay, montage.
Man, we're energetic. Let's have another topic.
Zappity grumbles?
Jesus Christ.
Early for that.
No. I think it's appropriate time.
It is a perfect time for Zappity grumbles, because those will go for 45 minutes, and then we can actually be...
If I've ever wanted to have a Zappity...
You play trolls. Don't you want to talk about your trolls, accident things?
I am not talking about trolls.
You were so excited about that solo.
I am very excited about the solo, but I'm not going to talk about him.
Zappity.
Jesus Christ. All right, fine.
the reason why is that Jeff and I were going to have a Drunken Troll podcast.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Where we're going to talk about every goddamn thing in the book. Hopefully, exigence will not be slurred too badly. Because we plan on drinking after every book.
Well, the way Newbie kept saying Fago earlier, I was really sure, wasn't sure where he was going with that. Couple times.
What are you trying to insinuate?
Nothing.
Sir?
I'm just saying you said a weird once. Zappity.
He started with Fago.
Grumble. The person who reads him just walked away.
God. Welcome to Failcast number 2. All right, let me pull up. I'll pull up Twitter. Newbie, talk about whatever page you're on.
I'm looking at Braylon Wanderheart.
I changed my mind. I'm
going to
talk
tits.
About something because who's got massive tits?
Braylon Wanderheart.
Trolls always have massive tits. Have you seen Calandra?
Yeah.
So there's a guy on Wednesday talk about how you would never take Yaga Yaga not in tier because her tier doesn't restrict anything. So at the very least, you should get the tier 1 benefit. I think it's easy to forget that pact benefits exist. So you're actually giving up a third Gatorman posse by doing that.
With a vault, I think with a vault, though, you don't need to do the three posses anymore.
Right. That is true, but technically his statement that you were giving up nothing was untrue.
True. Or like four or five units.
Sorry, I was bitching about the fire eater troll unit just because there's one pig model. They're a pig unit, technically, for list building. Yeah, sorry. That's...
Because he does have the word pig. They're, interestingly enough, they're not a trollkin unit.
Interesting.
The word trollkin appears nowhere on them.
Well, I'm sure they'll be changed so that they are trollkin.
They're a troll blood unit with a leader and grunt and a pig buddy. True story. I don't know why the pig exists in there.
Because they wanted to give them a pig unit based off of one model.
But they're not a trollkin unit.
Because when they get hungry, the they'll use their fire breath to go and do some roasted pig.
Funny.
Zappity.
Just go, Andy. Go. This is not going to improve.
Best and worst dominated unit for Cephalix or Cephalix. I would honestly say any stealth unit is the worst unit. I don't agree.
Which way are you talking best and worst? Best or... worst for the opponent.
Best means it's something that's good, and worst means something that's bad.
But from which perspective?
Fucking A. How did you make it to grade school?
How often does someone ask that in the reverse?
From your opponent's perspective, what is the best and worst unit for a second?
Also, the answer is the same. You just say them in a different order.
I just want to talk with Newbie about Shadows of Mordor for an hour.
I want to talk with Newbie about anything for an hour. I
just complain about having to hunt down all those damn Uruks that killed you.
All I got on Saturday were like, go get this revenge quest for Newbie. Go save Newbie for this. It's actually kind of cool. That game is awesome, by the way.
It is. It is. Thank you for sending all of those level 20 fuckers my way.
You're welcome.
And the worst part was, each one of them, you can't find them right away. You have to go through this massive area tagging all these other captains until you actually find them, and then you go to fight them, and guess what? The other captains just happen to wander in. So it's not just 120 that you're taking down. It's like a 20, a 15, and then a 25.
That sounds exciting.
It is. It's fun, and it's really a game of, oh, kill this guy and run like hell, lose the rest of them, and go back and pick up the rune. Which, one of them, in the middle of the fight, picked up the ability to block combat finishers. I don't know what the hell happened that all of a sudden my trying to cut his head off equaled him blocking with his shield and then swinging at me with his sword, knocking me back. I had to re-tag him, look at him, and see, oh, the only way I can hurt him is stealth finishers and range shots. Great. But he did drop an epic rune where my bow does 50% more damage now.
Zappity.
Grumble.
So I did super well in Destiny. It was awesome.
Oh my god.
Wait. You did super well in Destiny?
I did well.
No, sorry, I'm just...
How's Clash of Clans going,
Nathan? I have another minute before this lightning potion's done, and then I can raid.
But so we haven't really talked about the best and worst.
You're the Cephalx player. You said the worst one. I'm sorry, excuse you. The best one from the point of view of your opponent, because it will be the least threatening unit for you to run, which is obviously the way the question was phrased, because that's the intuitive manner to phrase it.
Yes.
Is any stealth unit.
Any stealth unit, because it just makes the Dominator that easier to spot.
Yeah.
And the new errata doesn't help the Dominator dying at all, because it's only at the end of activation that the unit gets its chance to get that rally. Correct?
It still helps then, because what you do is the unit's first activation, you do a run charge order, they run up, the leader runs up, and one of the grunts just charges that fucker in the back of the head. Go kill, oh, command check, we're fine. And now you just have a fully natural unit in your Cephalix army with no risk of that guy dying at a bad time.
Definitely the way I would play that list model.
Yeah.
Really? You would give up tough?
Yeah.
Just have it. Well, if you're bringing boom howlers or something, which you like to do anyway, they already have tough.
Auto failing command checks is stupid.
By killing it in the first turn when it's irrelevant, you don't care about that Achilles heel. Yes, you give up tough, but you also give up them sniping that guy and taking that unit out.
That's true.
Too many factions can kill one model on solo too easily.
I don't think I've ever lost one though in any of my games.
God knows I've tried in that game against you
too. So
challenge accepted. Well, Sackpawn doesn't work against spells and stuff.
No. But. No, I generally been pretty safe with how I position them.
Yeah,
you have to be, otherwise it's bad. And then I don't know. I think the best unit, personally,
the worst from your opponent's point of view, because it's such a threatening combination to use.
Yes, is okay. Boomhauers. I really like them. Plus, they block. They block line of sight.
He gives them nothing except for having them exist.
Advanced deployment.
Oh, sure. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Advanced deployment boomhauers is pretty sexy.
That is sexy.
Advanced deployment 4+ tough boomhauers is pretty sexy. And then he also can hide within them pretty easily because they're all medium bases. I know some people like hammer dwarves with them.
I like Alexia.
Alexia would be pretty awesome.
Alexia with him.
Because Tough Risen is pretty... As we all know, Tough Risen is awesome with her transferring damage to him.
Yep.
And Advanced Deploy gets her corpse tokens faster. And
yep. Yeah, it's... To be honest with you, just mainly the stealth units. I just don't see a real use.
You could bring Blythe and Bull. They're a unit.
Yes. Yes, you could.
That's terrible.
That's the best...
I'm sorry, newbie. If that was confusing. Yeah. When I said that's terrible, I didn't mean that as your opponent, I would think it was terrible to face them. I meant that as the convergence player, I think it's suboptimal to bring that unit. Ayan and Holt Is it nice getting harm splashed in, or is that too low on investment to just bring two models? Or are they going to be stuck in one of your other mercenary lists anyway?
The problem with me is it's in character restrictions, I have them in my second list.
Right.
But otherwise, they would be something I would dominate.
Especially if you use the theme force, so you get two units.
Yes, because they're a nice, cheaper unit to try to get that in there. Otherwise, generally, I don't have enough points to even dominate one unit now. But if I had, if I didn't have the second list, I would be taking Ion and Holt.
Zabity.
Grumble. Why does Horde seem to favor Mass Beast only lists rather than Jax only and War Machine? Is it the casters or meta choices? I think it's a matter of
Fury versus Focus.
Horde's getting power. They need that power. And they need it for the late game too, so you need to bring more beasts.
Well, and not only that, but you can have infinite beasts and they all can go to full maximum capability. If you have more than your focus stat divided by three Jax, you cannot have them all at maximum capability.
True.
I mean, it's just Fury simple versus Focus.
Mathematics, yeah. I mean, the way it works.
Also, like Andy said, transfers is a thing.
Ooh, transfers and just for power in the late game. Because that's the thing with Hordes is the late game, they suffer because their beasts are dead. And you have no more power left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Zabity.
Grumble.
What are your plans to counteract Team Muse? Will there be a Cold War? Do we need to relearn duck and cover?
Duck sounds like the Team Muses thing.
Oh, are we cover then?
Yeah, we'd have to be cover. We have to start being like reporters or something. I got nothing.
We mentioned on the last podcast, I think. You were there.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, it's not a big deal. We just hate them and wish they were dead.
Yeah.
They used to talk to us.
They used to talk to people in general. Now they're just too good.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Now the only time they talk to people is they say, "Hey, are you going to scoop to me so I don't have to put effort forward?" Too soon.
Hey, they're good. They're good at it. They like the scooping.
Is that a euphemism of some kind?
Sure.
Should we just get them like a Team Muse box of Raisin Bran?
I like the delayed reaction there.
Yeah, think about it. All those scoops in the box.
Two scoops?
Just Team Scoop would be a pretty good name when it says Raisin Bran. Zabity.
Your turn, Zabity.
Grumble.
Favorite fall beer?
Two women? Does that count? Can I name you know, Wisconsin specific things that nobody listening can get?
Water.
Yeah, you can't get New Glarus out of Wisconsin generally. Yeah.
No, not very easily.
I like a good Oktoberfest beer. I mean, I only will drink the pumpkin spice beers during the fall here, and it's very rare. So every once in a while, those are good for one beer at a time.
I've had Oktoberfest beers and I've had like the Liney's Oktoberfest because Nate had it at his wedding, and no.
Yeah, I don't know how it showed up there. I didn't bring it. There's a whole. I have a whole bunch of random beers that were left in my wedding that I need to just give to somebody.
Get the Jim. Jim will drink it.
Well, I'm gonna bring them to the Shays party on Halloween. I'm just gonna have a box of random beer and say, "Put this shit in your fridge downstairs."
Nice.
I made a pumpkin spice beer last year with pumpkin puree and everything. It wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the only time of the year you do that stuff like that. Well. For pumpkin, but
all I know is that the whole pumpkin spice thing is usually just, you know, yoga pant wearing MILFs at Starbucks.
Probably
it's not just MILFs.
It's also for wearing the yoga pants. Newbie's one of those.
No,
Newbie likes yoga pants.
I will never squeeze my ass into yoga pants.
He's tried.
There's a video.
You don't want to
shut
see it.
Up.
It's like The Ring. If you watch it, you die.
It involves a lot of butter.
But not in a week. It's
hey. Olive oil is not butter.
Is that... Wow. Zappity.
Grumble.
What do Americans think of or understand the EU? If you ever visit anywhere in the Europe, where... I said the Europe.
The Europe.
Where could you go? Where would you go? Jesus Christ.
I would follow the Euro trip tour.
Yeah, where are their nude beaches again? Like, full-on nude?
The problem with nude beaches is quality control. True. Although, the answer to your question, if the best beaches and where they oftentimes holiday, that's the European phrase, is Mallorca. Mallorca is a great place to go. It's like Europe's Hawaii.
Okay, because we do have a nude beach in Wisconsin. It's not that far away from here.
Again, quality control.
Exactly. The quality there is very low. Yeah, and it's just dudes giving head to each other out on the beach now. It's sad.
It's just see, you, it's you, see that's where you're.
I know. And he's all hipstery about it. I used to go before everybody was giving head to each other.
Back in my day, only every other person I had to give head to.
Well, that's just rude. Feel bad for the odd-numbered people. They stand there, the guy on the right gets blown, and then the person just walks past and is like, evening? And then the person on their left starts blowing that guy. It's like, what? Except for the hat. Yeah. Nude except for the hat.
That took a turn.
I'd go to Germany again. Not Rome. Rome sucked.
I would go to Germany just because that's where my heritage is from. It'd be cool.
Germany, yeah. With Switzerland being a close second.
Speaking of Germany,
I'd go to Iceland.
Where's my fucking stuff?
Yeah, Brian, where's the stuff?
There's a message that said, hey, it looks like my stuff got there, and I hadn't heard shit from Brian.
I left work early on Friday.
Yeah?
So
I have the stuff.
I haven't got it yet.
And tracking number, you should have realized and then gone to work.
I couldn't.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, guess what I get tomorrow? And I'm at work.
What?
Brian's Arby's? Gonna have chocolate.
You guys can't sneak the chocolate first just because you have it.
I will keep it sealed to our next podcast.
Yes.
So I'm getting more Swedish chocolate from.
Oh, is there gonna be spicy black licorice drops again? Because that was great.
I still have those.
You want what one? A surprise.
Really surprised those haven't been ate yet.
Yeah. They were transferred to a baggie now because the package was, ripped into.
They should have just been transferred to the trash.
They probably should have.
They were bad.
I could use them for ammunition.
To start with.
Yeah, I like black licorice, and then it got spicy, and I'm just like, why is this spicy? Yeah. I didn't understand the logic behind it.
Someone at work brought in some Australian chocolate. It was pretty good. Australian candy.
Yeah.
It was pretty yummy. It wasn't enough to share.
So I watched a video where they had Australians eating American snacks, and it was hilarious, first of all. But one of the great moments was the guy was having like a Butterfinger, and he was like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. You know, this would be good, like, they should put this like in a McFlurry. That would be great. And then the interviewer is like, we have those. And he's like, holy shit, you have those? Like, you could see that guy was moving to America then. Like, he was abandoning his family and coming to America because we have Butterfinger McFlurries.
I mean, fair
enough. Yeah,
fair enough. Yeah, no, the one candy that that she brought in, that it was called Crackle.
Yep, Crackle was really good.
But it was just burnt sugar.
Yep,
and it was a bar that was burnt sugar with chocolate wrapping on it.
Was it a honey one?
Oh,
they're.
No, well, that's all caramel is, basically, is burnt sugar. It's just the crackle takes it to the point where it's actually
so
crunchy.
Crackly.
Yeah. It was very interesting. It was good. I liked it. Too bad you didn't have any.
That's what we think of the EU.
Yeah.
it's good.
I would like to go to Ireland.
Good job.
Ireland would be a place I'd like to go. Scotland.
You can go to WTC next year.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I heard about that.
We can all go and watch.
Yeah. Because we're not on a podcast.
Maybe I'll go judge.
Well, I mean, even Muse went and watched. I didn't play any games. I mean, Chad and John just went and hung out.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. It'd be cool to meet all the players from all different countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Grumble. Model you most want to shoot in the face with an ferret. Haley and DeNegro don't count. I don't know what my ferret is.
That's the armor-piercing light cav solos that Pigs got.
Oh.
Well, then you'd probably want to shoot with Chef because he's a medium base.
No, you
but
shoot.
He's a large base, and he's got
the
one less die. Yeah.
Well, you want to have it where you add a die, then.
So, yeah, let's see. I mean, obviously, it's going to be nice armor-piercing, anything medium base. What I'm looking forward to is one-shotting... Newbie, shut up! I'm looking forward to one-shotting medium-heavy infantry, like shit under Meat Mountain. Bring two of those to help control Meat Mountain. There, Mr. Second Conversation, you can talk now.
Yeah, I was just pointing out it looked like a messed up brontosaurus that they're riding. That was...
I know what you were pointing out. I was just talking at the same time.
We don't talk over each other here.
Mic control. We are a professional podcast. We practice mic control.
In the bathrooms.
How do you not laugh when you say that?
Because I'm a professional. I'm good at lying. And anyway, the appropriate thing to say that the Ephraim looks like is Peace from the movie Wizards. We went over this.
Zappity. Stop giving him the tongue. Grumble.
Jesus Christ. Wow. Should Maximus go epic and become cavalry, riding on a Riderhorn Griffin, Doom Pig on the chicken, Quicken Chicken?
No. Put him on a meat grinder.
I'd settle for, yeah, that'd be good. Just give that it a second initial melee attack that had reach berserk.
Yeah.
All right, Zappity.
Grumble.
What do you expect to be the coolest looking models from Exigence?
The bugs could be amazing.
The art for the bugs is really nice.
Yeah. If the models can look as good as the art, they'll be amazeballs.
Is it Braylon?
The character goat?
Yeah.
I was going to say, he's...
No.
The trollkin?
No, the trollkin soul.
Oh, the high one, yeah.
Yeah.
The chick.
Yes. Yeah. She's probably going to be sculpted by Brian Dugas, and she's probably going to be amazing looking, because all of Brian Dugas's trolls look awesome. It's like whoever originally sculpted their trolls did well. I like the original sculpts. And then they had like a period in the middle there where they're kind of blah.
Did he do the new Creel Warriors? Because the new Creel Warriors are really nice.
That's his, yep. New Creel Warriors are his. The new Champs and Warders are his, I believe. I like his style. His style works out fairly well.
I'm looking forward to the effort in both Minion Battle Engines. The effort. I mean, again, that mount is so cool. The picture is really, really cool. So as long as they look decent, they should be.
I'm actually sort of the two Scorn Heavy Beasts. Yeah. I'm curious what they're going to be modeled at, because just the artwork makes them look
intensely huge.
The ranged one's tail could either be really neat or really stupid looking.
Right.
That might be a possible target of modifications.
You know what I'm excited for?
Huh?
The new Scorn Heavies.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited for the new Scorn Heavies, though. That's the other thing I'm looking forward to. Are those two new Scorn models? Which ones? The heavies?
I think they're the heavies.
Bugs.
That one tail could look really good.
Depending on the level of detail, the Death Wolves could be pretty awesome. Because
thanks, Snooby. You kept that going really well.
Well, we already know you're not going to buy them, so what's the point of you even talking about them?
I bought plenty of Circle stuff that I just do not play.
You play Circle? When the fuck
in
you
my
play?
Off time.
All right.
Is there ever an on time for you?
I was going to say, I've seen you play. That's on?
Ooh. Claws are out, kitten.
Okay, Zappity.
Grumble.
Three phones just went off at the same time. Yep. So,
Describe the tier list for the person sitting to your right. I'm not describing Nate Newby's tier list.
Why not? Come on now. Claws out, kitten.
I don't really understand the question. Like, if Nate Newby was a caster, I would describe his theme force.
Yeah.
That's complicated.
But remember, describe it from the point of view of his opponent, because that's the natural way to read this sentence.
So, tier one, he'd be wearing at least one Firefly t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's all that's allowed. Yep. Yeah, so Theme Force allows Firefly t-shirts.
Yeah, yep.
And the facial piercings of 12-year-old girls. I know you got rid of it, but still.
Jeremy, switch seats with me. I want to describe him.
I think
we should just kill this topic. This is just a terrible, terrible topic.
We're just going to be mean to you and then move on.
Yeah.
Seems fair.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Grumble. Thanks a lot, whoever asked that question. Dick.
I love you. You're like everyone's younger brother. We all get to just pick on you, and you just take it because you're so jovial about it.
Yeah. Hey, just think of what chair you're sitting in.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Suck it, Trebek.
Shuck it long and shuck it hard.
Okay, with the new troll and
that's
Scorn
what
release...
they go and say at the nude beach here in Wisconsin.
Oh,
come on,
boom!
Be specific. It's
callback. Oh, yeah, I forgot what it was.
Anyway, with the new score like something.
Neither am I.
What's happening?
if you missed the whole suck it long thing, like with the whole length, like you could have tied something in there.
I could have.
Yeah. Apologize to all listeners who made it this far.
Sorry.
It's only an hour.
With the new Scorn.
With the new Scorn releases as context, do you feel that War Machine Hordes has shifted to the emphasis of game to shooting with melee starting to be overpowered?
Oh, you mean, wait. Was that question posted in 2004?
Or is it now providing simply more equal access to the ranged game?
What? Did it say shift against shooting?
No.
Do you feel that War Machine Hordes has shifted away from melee? Has shifted the emphasis of the game to shooting with the melee starting to be overshadowed.
Like Brian said, it's been a ranged game for the last 5 years. Since everything gets shot off the table.
Since Mark 1. Yay. Zappity.
Stormwall much? God.
Well, just in general. I mean, I know Brian always bemoaned the fact that he had to put a Kriya in every single list just because there's so much shooting out there.
I have to put an Exelon Thexus in every one of my lists because he's a caster. Man. And he's got, you know, that awesome spell that hurts shooting.
I'm going to put a painting requirement somehow on our casual nights just to force you to paint him.
No. My War Machine weekend. He'll be primed.
No. Painted.
He'll be painted.
Grumble.
Best caster for the Highwaymen.
I don't play trolls.
Grim.
Hey, Grims work well. Gumbjorn. Kruger 2 really is
probably
well
pretty good for him.
No.
Kruger 2 would be good with him.
He would be.
Yeah. Kalandra, maybe, with the rerolls and stuff.
Yep. I think
not a Madrak.
Awesome. Yeah. No, definitely not a Madrak 2.
What's their rat?
I don't know. It's in a book.
Well, because his feet gives him all an extra shot that hypothetically could be useful.
Oh, but if it's another attack, yes.
Rat 5 for the Highwayman?
Never mind, not Madrak.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Grumble. And controllers expect their non-character reach heavy in the next book?
Nope.
No, I doubt we're going to get that.
You're not getting a non-character reach heavy anytime soon.
Yeah, because all that will be is just spammed that non-character reach heavy.
Yeah.
As it is, Mulg is in every list anyway. It doesn't matter which caster he really wants to work for. He's just there. He's, you know.
You have the Axe and you have Mulg. Figure it out between the two of them.
Yep. Zavity.
Rumble.
Do you think MKA2 is where PP wants to be? Or do you think they are releasing damage control models for aspects that have been too strong without intention? Upkeep removal, shooting, high def.
Mortal Kombat 2?
Yes, at Mortal Kombat 2.
Because I played Baraka all the time in MK2.
So much Baraka.
I played Baraka. I like Jax as well. I thought Jax was pretty cool. I like the head smash.
Finish him.
Yeah. All right.
No. Say the question again with enunciation.
Do I need to?
Yes.
Do you think they are releasing damage control models for aspects that they have been too strong without intention? Upkeep removal, shooting, high def, etc.
Nope.
I think they're releasing well within the binds of how the game is working.
Plus, I think they have a path, you know, set ahead of time. So I think they're just sort of following what they have.
I don't know. I mean, there is to some extent the appearance of that, though. I mean, you have you had shit like Iron Flesh, Kayazi, and whatnot that were skewing the meta, and then all of a sudden a whole bunch of I don't care about defense, everything dies things start coming along, like the Sacra Vault and Stormwall and things like that. And so it goes in ebbs and flows. But whether that's just the nature of the game or whether it's I don't think it's Privateer Press panicking and trying to band-aid everything. We're not talking about, you know, the fingers in the dikes. I think it's more, get it, newbie like lesbians. I don't think it's the whole fingers in the dike thing. I think it's just that's the only way to have new models without just having power creep is by adjusting the focus as opposed to just making certain things stronger.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Because otherwise then all you have to do is your new book comes out, they have to be better than everything else. Otherwise nobody is going to buy it.
If it just changes
the dynamic of the game, it's better.
You can still do a shooty army. You can still do a melee army. You can still... I mean, I've played Cyntherian against Lilith 2 with her Purification and won at the last War Machine Weekend qualifier. So, I mean, it's just all about... The table decides. It's not all just spam and meta.
Yep. Zabity.
Grumble.
Like Cav, ideas for mercenaries? I think we already had Rulik riding badgers.
That would actually be pretty awesome.
Yep.
This is supposed to be like war marmots, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know who else you could have. Maybe, no. I got nothing. Something Laoise, possibly. Like, they could have taken the Tempest Blazers style thing because they have the Amethyst Rhodes Gun Mages, but that ship has sailed.
Well, they could just have the the Amethyst Rose Blazers.
Sure.
Yeah, just upgrade Git. Not even upgrade Git, just mail you the card.
Just a new theme force that allows you to take Amethyst Rose Blazers.
Or maybe some guys on horses.
Some guys on horses, yeah, wow. Sure. That might be a possibility.
Welcome to the conversation, Brian.
God damn, did we all take Dramamine before this podcast?
No, what is I just happening ate a lot. Here?
I am depressed, so I took it in college. Yeah,
Dramamine isn't the drug I meant to say. That's the anti-nausea drug. Z-Quil. We'll go with Z-Quil.
I drink a lot of NyQuil before I came.
Rufalin, little Rufalin.
Zappity.
Grumble.
You're given a time machine and told you can go back in time and punch one person in the face.
I would punch me before this podcast and warn me I have to go.
I would punch newbie.
But they then get to do the same thing.
Who I would not pick? Punch newbie.
I'd still punch
Wait,
me.
I get to punch them and then they get to punch me?
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking. Wait, not so smart when? Now, fucker. Boom! Right in the kisser.
Wait, when? We're talking before he lost.
No, 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 no. I'm a coward. He needs to be crippled.
You're going to punch him yesterday.
What is his interpreter? Would he get to punch you?
Nope.
He'd be able to interpret Steve Hawking's punch.
He hasn't. I thought he just had the computer voice.
He'd blow in a tube and the computer would punch
me. This goes how old I am, and Brian knows this too. So way back in the day, really before computers could handle translations, Stephen Hawking had an interpreter. So you would have somebody there that he would. I'm gonna get a lot of flack for this, but Stephen Hawking would be like, and then the world was created from ash. You know, it would go on like that for hours. And I always wanted Stephen Hawking in his voice to be like, and then the asteroid belt was created from, just to. But yeah, that's how I grew up with Stephen Hawking. Zavity.
No, I don't hear who other people would punch. I might think of something less offensive. No promises.
Well, I can't
because my backup one was going to be Helen Keller because she also couldn't punch me back. Like mostly, I just want to punch someone famous who wouldn't get to punch me back
she
because
could punch
they're disabled.
Back. There'd be she a couldn't big chance find that she me. Wouldn't
yeah, Bob and Weave, Bob and Weave.
Like, is the miracle worker going to hold me while she punches me? Like, what are the rules here?
Is it so bad that my first thought was along the same lines as yours that I was going to be Christopher Reeves after he was...
Yeah, I was going to say Christopher Reeves after he was paralyzed. Superman.
After he lost his superpowers?
Yeah.
Like right after the horse, he falls to the horse, he just punches him immediately.
How do we know this didn't actually happen?
Yeah.
Like, that's why he fell off the horse, was Jeremy showed up and just punched him in the head.
Knocked him off the horse?
Yeah.
Because he was a
Jeremy,
really good
you
rider.
Dick, you killed Superman!
Yeah.
To be fair, though, did you see Superman 3 and...
Yeah, I saw it.
He had it coming.
Superman 3 was fine.
Superman 4.
Superman
the
4
quest
was
for
not
nuclear
fine.
Power Man.
We're
so
3
bad.
For,
we're just talking about beating up on handicapped people.
I don't want to get punched. I was fine punching people until they got to punch me back, and then just fuck that noise. I got a delicate face.
I'll punch Hitler.
No, he'd get to punch you.
He was a tiny man. Yeah, it would be like punching Napoleon.
Napoleon was taller than average. Be educated.
I'm much taller than average, so he still probably wouldn't hit me anywhere. Well, he'd probably hit below the belt.
He would. That's tactical genius.
But it would be his left hand. It wouldn't be his prime hitting hand. He'd have his hand, other hand, right hand, jammed in his shirt.
That's just a stance that they go in for.
No, it's because
posing.
He had an ulcer.
Oh.
It brought him relief.
Okay.
I thought it was to keep the hand warm so that he could draw a sword more easily in combat.
He liked to touch himself.
Or he was masturbating. Brian's got a point there. He was just constantly masturbating.
Wow, that hand was really up high.
He had a big penis. He was good. He's talented.
That's not talented. That's blessed.
So, Brian, did you have an answer, or are we moving on from this?
I was punch myself before they stopped me from coming
here. Oh, yeah, you did. That's true.
But then you'd
get, and then to, you'd punch get to punch yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
So, wait. You punch yourself right as you got to the top of the stairs here?
Whenever it would stop you from coming here. Whatever moment would have fixed what I'm doing right now.
Zappity.
Crumble.
What is your favorite roster for a good conversation on the podcast? Not this one.
No. That's true. Take as this. Has been proven. Failcast 2.
This is much better than Failcast.
Failcast was terrible.
Hey, Nathan, you want to go see a movie?
God damn. Yeah, no, we have to go see Dracula.
No.
We have to see Dracula.
No.
Next movie.
Your goddamn pain train.
No.
You don't get to start a self-torture series and then say, oh, that hurts too much.
That hurts too much.
No.
Nope.
It does.
No.
I went and saw so many goddamn movies that I saw RoboCop, for the love of God.
You would have seen it anyway.
No, I would fucking not have.
You would have.
No, I would avoid that.
Hate RoboCop.
302. Fuck, God, I hate your movie. Every time you open your stupid face.
Dracula is 26% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty high.
God.
I was going to say, speaking of pain, I watched the first episode of the whatever, that Todd Margaret show.
Oh, yeah. The
I just.
Increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret.
I was wincing at some of those scenes because it was, oh, my God, how could he even act this without. Just absolutely hating himself. The entire scene selling that energy drink in that little cafe. I'm like, oh no.
Danger
no,
to proceed just, of drinking.
Just stop. Just stop. No, for the love. No, don't drink another one. God damn, no, you're so fucking stupid.
It was good though, right?
It was.
In a painful way.
Yes.
It's all Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Kind of like when everybody gets to watch Andy after he's seen Dracula this weekend.
You guys should go see that and Left Behind.
I don't what? No.
No, no.
Left Behind would be another two.
No, we only see movies that we feel like might have a chance of being good.
Bullshit. Oh. I saw.
No. No, we only see movies
you had
that we
faith
have
in RoboCop. I had no faith.
I did
faith.
Not have any faith in RoboCop.
So what was your faith
was
in
chance.
I, Frankenstein?
My explanation for Frankenstein fits with that it is the first in a series of a movies that was done by the folks that did Underworld. And I liked Underworld. I didn't like all the sequels that they made for Underworld, which all those are horrible. But Frankenstein, it felt like I had a chance.
If the main character of Underworld had been a dude, would you have still liked it?
Probably.
How much of that was Kate Beckinsale's leather ass?
There were other actors in the movie?
That's my point. And I, Frankenstein, did not have Kate Beckinsale's leather ass.
I did like...
His ass?
No, not his ass. I cannot think of Bill Nighy's. Character.
Bill Nighy's ass.
Bill, no. Jesus Christ. I already said no to that. But anyway, I liked his character in Underworld 2. Underworld.
You liked him in Underworld 2?
Yeah, I liked him in Underworld 2. Wait, Underworld 2?
Did you like him in I, Frankenstein?
Bill Nighy?
Yeah.
I don't even remember him.
He was the best part of it because he was there for a paycheck and it was really obvious.
Oh,
he's like,
yes.
Director, do you mind if I overact like no one's business? Like, could I chew scenery like a langolier?
Yes.
And director's like, go ahead. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I thought maybe. All the movies I have chosen for the pain train, I had the semblance where it might be a good film. Might be.
How about the non-Rock Hercules movie?
That movie was actually a good film.
But going into it, you had zero good expectations.
No,
you thought that was going to be terrible. No, the non-rock
the
one.
The non-rock one.
Oh, no. Actually, okay. Maybe that one is one that I knew
was going to
be good.
The Legend of Hercules.
I just figured it would be a good two-parter to the other Hercules. That one was pretty fucking painful.
Because nobody suplexed a horse.
No, nobody did suplex a horse.
Someone did fucking Invisible Cow, though. Like, that was a major plot point in the movie, was somebody fucking an Invisible Cow.
Zappity.
Moving on.
Are they done yet?
Not yet.
Oh my god.
We'll get to a good one eventually, Brian.
Yep.
Next week.
Is there such a thing as not a right faction for you, and how can you tell over the normal learning curve losses?
Yes.
It just.
If I don't like the look of the models, it's not the right faction for me.
Yeah. I mean, your playstyle. I would just keep on playing, because every single faction, now you can fit almost every type of playstyle, depending on what kind of caster you take.
Yeah, true.
They have enough shooting elements, they have enough melee elements, they have a lot of synergy in there where you might be able to play that type of faction.
Brian's unconscious at this point.
What the fuck?
If you pick your faction based on fluff and looks, you are going to have a much better chance, I think, of enjoying yourself regardless of how well you do.
I'd pick it on the artwork.
Yeah, well, I mean, that kind of goes along the lines. But, you know, if you play style, like Andy said, all of the factions can suit... All of the factions can suit 90% of playstyles. There's a few playstyles that I think you could nitpick and say, well, this one faction can't do this one playstyle, possibly. Yeah. But that'd be really, really shoehorny. But in general, that means that if you pick the faction you like for fluff and aesthetical reasons, you'll be able to find a playstyle within that faction that suits you.
If you want a control caster, don't play Scorn. That's the one thing they can't do.
If you want to run a gun control faction, don't play Kayla.
Yeah, Morgul 1. Yeah. He's got that control feat.
I'm going to stab you in your vagina.
Morgul feat? Morgul 2 has the whole everybody gets blind feat. That thing's amazing.
No.
Are we back into the, what year are we in?
You wish.
Did you just punch yourself?
I wish.
Zaffany.
Grumble.
How do you minimize deal with the back pain after hours of playing in a tournament?
Actually, it's a good point. At the end of a convention, you can be in serious fucking pain. Stretch. I stretch between games. On turns, I'll start stretching. Whenever I'm about to go for assassination run, I stretch for a minute. That's when my opponent knows I'm in trouble, and I start stretching and bending, and I just stretch a lot. Seriously, I've left cons where I was almost felt crippled. That I was like, I realized after 8 hours I was leaning forward on the table. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna stand up straight. I'm gonna fall over in pain. Yeah.
Try to make it a valid point that when it's not my turn to sit as much as possible.
Yeah, well, and sit upright.
Yeah,
like posture's a thing. Like when you're leaning over measuring, that's one thing, but posture's a thing, and that's actually kind of one reason it's good to stand during your turn is that. When you're measuring, you'll hunch over, but when you're not measuring, you're more prone to stand straight upright if you're standing versus sitting when you'll kind of lean on the table and hunch.
If I tend to stand during when it's not my turn, I'm like looking over at the table. Yeah. That's why I like to consciously make myself decide, sit rather than. I figure after my first couple tournaments where all I did was just stand and watch, I'm like, okay, I can't do that anymore. I have to go and sit when it's not my turn. So,
yeah, It also depends on where the tournament's at, too, because I'm short and fat. And so if they have tall tables, it makes my day horrible.
If possible, you can also be in that suspension thing like the president in Buckaroo Banzai during all of your games.
You can be like the Baron Harkonnen.
Yeah, well. That too.
Just float around.
Zero G.
Yep, there you go.
I think a lot of convention goers are like Baron Harkonnen, let's be honest here.
Also, while you're standing, put one hand in your pants and don't break eye contact with your opponent.
That'll help your back.
And always maintain a little motion with that hand.
Hey, optional.
Leave it up to their imagination.
Yeah.
Just eye contact and smile. And don't say anything ever.
Make sure if you have to grab anything of theirs, like, can I see those cards? You use that hand that you had in your pants to hold their like iPad or cards at the hand.
And then they get DQ'd for not giving you the cards, because giving cards is a requirement of the game.
Yep. And make sure you do before the beginning game, because some players want to shake hands before you start the game. Make sure you use that hand.
Yeah.
It's very important. Problem. It's a pro tip.
Then their whole army smells like shit.
Whoa, we're talking about hands on the front of the pants.
You don't have shit there?
You never been stink palmed?
Never mind.
Will you like a chocolate covered pretzel?
Yeah.
Actually, this.
Oh, that movie did not hold up. I watched that movie for the. No, I watched it like last year, and it is not.
Fucking kids on the escalator again.
Those references I remember fondly. I watched it, and I'm like, wow, this is not. Good?
A schooner is a sailboat.
I know. All these great moments, and then the 90% in between those great moments that's badly acted and shittily written does not hold up.
Well, it's Kevin Smith, and,
I know.
It's not as good as Clerks 2, so.
Because the thing is, Clerks 1 has no plot. It's literally just those moments. So you don't have, it's shittily written and it's shittily acted and everything, but you don't have the, fucking plot, because all it is scene, and then that scene's awesome, and then you go to the next scene, which is awesome, and then you go to the next scene that's awesome. Mallrats has got that stupid fucking the dating scene game scene, and he's talking about how he loves her, and you got this stuff and that stuff, and it's all terrible. If it was just Stanley talking about Superman shotgun semen, and then a kid getting mauled on an escalator, and then the backseat of the Volkswagen, I'd like it, but I remember that stuff. I forgot the 90% of the movie that's terrible. That's my stance.
Fair argument.
Maybe I need to rewatch it because I watched it a couple years ago and I didn't think it was too bad yet. But
I don't know. Maybe I was just being overly hard on it, but I said hard on. But I watched and I'm just like, oh my God, none of this is quotes that are funny. Shut up and move on. Which I think is what our listeners have said for most of this podcast, too.
Zappity.
What were we talking about?
Recommendations.
Wow, yeah. What were
we have one last Zappity Grumble. I'm going
to... It's better turning the whole podcast around. Spoiler, not going to happen.
So are you guys happy with what your faction's got in Exigence?
Oh, for God, I'm taking this microphone and beating Newbie to death. Sorry, Zappity. Newbie.
Yes.
What? No, you're not.
I'm very happy.
Wait, what the fuck?
Hey, no. The stuff that came before was fine. The stuff that's already released is fine. Some of it is better than fine. And yes, I am looking forward to Bradagus. The goat and the wolves. Those are my only...
So the two models in the book that you didn't already know are you hate, and your answer is yes, you like it?
Overall, yeah.
All right.
Okay. I don't hate it.
I only hate a third of what I got.
Hey, it's not a third. There's the minion choices. We get the Aferet, too.
Oh.
And the Sacral Vault.
A third of the options that were in specifically in your faction.
And for all we know, they'll have something that'll make them actually, you know, better in the next book.
Well, a year from now, maybe you'll blow the dust off of them. You'll take them up to Mazo. You have recommendations now, so Brian can go kill himself. Andy's glaring at me. I don't know why Andy's glaring at me. I just looked over and he's just got a killer face. Hey, Brian, say something.
Did he turn into Tina from
Bob's Burgers? Why isn't Bob's Burgers on yet?
It is.
What?
Last week was the first episode of the new season.
What?
What the hell am I doing here?
Gotta go. Wait, I got to plus my phone.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Bob's Burgers' new season started up last Sunday.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, it's a new night, isn't it?
It's on Sundays.
No, the Sundays have got Simpsons, something.
That's probably Bob's Burgers.
Family Guy and Mulaney.
We had a new Bob's Burgers that taped last week.
Season 5, episode Work Hard or Die Trying. I'm watching it right now on Hulu.
Yeah. That was last week's episode, which I believe was on Sunday. All right,
so Brian recommends Bob's Burgers?
Nope.
Just watching it.
I recommend that you get...
Oh, sorry. I forgot you guys can hear that, too.
All right, Katie. I recommend that you get Borderlands pre-sequel on the PC and play with us.
Yes, and if you get it now, you can get the pre-release stuff, and it'll download before Tuesday.
Also, this is a little early, but I also recommend you vote. It's November 4th.
Oh, vote. You're that guy. Go vote. They know they're going to vote.
He's that guy, yeah. Nice.
No, I'm only being that guy because...
First, you say rape is bad, and you're telling people to vote. You're like the crack.com of people.
He has nothing.
I hit a whole day rage of built up, and I just splooshed all over Nathan's face.
I'll allow it.
I'm sorry.
This is what happens if you don't let somebody play board games.
I guess so. Why didn't you? What?
You keep, Nathan, play board games. I can't. I have to work. Oh, I'm married now. I can't play board games with you guys.
Listen. Why did you fucking ask me?
I start with Nathan, and then I gave up. I wasn't very much. I had a lot of video games to play, so I didn't try that hard this weekend, to be honest.
I have. So, like I said, the good news is now, like, assuming my coworkers are done dying, I have a set schedule now, so I'll know which weekends I have off. It's alternate weekends. Now, the downside is Raylene has the same alternate weekend, so she's always going to have the same days off as me, so there's going to be the whole marital things. But the good side is that she's a wonderful, understanding lady, and I'm sure that she'll give me some to hang out with you.
You married someone new?
No! Oh!
I was gonna say, she listens to the podcast?
She does. She might listen sometimes.
See, that's where I'm safe. My wife will never listen to this.
She's too busy with... never mind. I'm not supposed to tell you. It's okay. You'll get it later.
Hey,
and
vote.
It's awkward silence.
And if you're a Wisconsinite, vote anything except Scott Walker. I'm going to be political for a second.
Why is all the new stuff? It's like the last week there's been two big like announcements to the country, and it was like overturning things that Wisconsin's trying to do.
Because Scott Walker is the worst human being. In fact, I'll change my fucking answer. I'll punch Scott Walker in his taint so hard that his coccyx will come out of his eyes.
It was supposed to be in the face.
No, I don't. His
no, it just said punch.
Just said punch.
It said, I thought it said in the face.
No.
It was in the face.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Yeah. Then I'll punch him in the face with his taint. I'll make that fucking happen. November 4th, if I walk into that booth and the ballot is Scott Walker or Adolf Hitler is reincarnated and everybody is raped to death by flaming knives wielded by death bears, I will vote for that second one because Scott Walker's the fucking devil.
What's interesting to me is I really don't care. I guess someone votes for like Republican or Democrat. I don't usually care. I know certain people that I have friends with vote opposite of me, but if someone said, I like Scott Walker, I would be like, I don't understand your brain.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I don't understand, oh, you're a Republican, oh, you're a Democrat, there's reasons for either, and we can debate stuff. Anyone who likes Scott Walker is a fucking idiot.
I'm not saying I like him.
Fuck you. I'm not even joke now. He took my fucking train away.
He's the reason why we don't have a train.
I understand really that.
Wisconsin out of a lot of money.
He did. I just point out to people who try to make him sound like, you know, a liar, that everything that he said he was going to do, he declared it during the election. He did not turn around and do the opposite. He did exactly, word for word,
so
what he said
lie.
He was going
people
to do,
are just
which means
except bringing all the jobs to Wisconsin. That
yeah, except for the whole bringing jobs to Wisconsin thing, or except for the not doing illegal wiretapping thing. I don't remember him promising
all,
that
like,
whole
politicians
shit.
He did.
Oh, wait, now you're saying, oh, politicians lie? You're saying Walker never lied, and when I point out he lied, you're like, well, politicians always lie.
I did like that part where he said, I'm going to fuck every teacher in the state. I'm going to fuck really hard. And then he did. That was
was great. He was upfront about the fact that he was going to destroy our state. You're right.
Yeah.
Well,
he's still
a pale
the
horse.
Devil.
I didn't say he wasn't.
And on a happier note, I'm going to recommend I'm going to recommend corn mazes.
Corn mazes?
Porn mazes
porn
would
mazes,
be awesome.
Yes.
No, man, I'm going right.
Every dead end, a guy from Mazo blows you.
Call back. That almost made this podcast
well,
almost
that just means my recommendation is don't go to Mazo.
No, corn mazes, they're fun. Like you get, especially when you do them at night and you try and do it without a flashlight.
If you're ever, this is actual legit mathematically provable advice, and many people already know this, but if you ever for some reason are trapped in a maze, put your hand on a wall and just walk. If you never take your hand off that wall, you will find an exit.
You spoiled Maze Runner for me, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a fact. Because if there's an entrance, that wall has to start, and it's going to be a contiguous wall all the way around. Look at any maze. It's a single contiguous line.
I know, I'm just saying, but if there's a, like, a loop.
There can't be, unless the maze is sealed, there can't be a loop. Because if there's a loop, your hand's on the outer wall, and then you'll loop around, and then you'll be out the other end of the loop.
Okay, well, you're just saying then it always has to be on the outer wall.
Any wall. There's no.
Why would you be on the outside of a maze?
If you have a maze
that has a loop,
you could be stuck in a square.
When you enter the maze, put your hand on a wall, and then you'll find your way to the exit again. Or the other exit. Yes.
That'll be proven
an outdoor wall. You're right. If there's like a maze that's like a donut, and I put my hand on the inner wall, I'd just walk in a circle. You are correct about that. I'm under the assumption that you
start with your hand on the wall.
Yes. It's the way to solve any maze. Just as soon as you go in, put your hand on a wall, and you're fine.
Okay.
Good to know.
Interesting information. I'll store it for later when I'm trapped in a...
next time your GM puts you you're entering the tomb of the evil shadow devil lich. Just be like, the rogue's putting her hand on the wall.
Well, it's usually the Minotaur that gets you while you're doing that, though.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the hand's on the wall, Minotaur ate you.
Or door slam shut, cave in.
Yeah. Newbie.
Recommendations?
He said don't go.
He said don't go to Mazo.
With a backup, watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
The new one.
What?
The one that just came out.
Yeah.
It's on Direct to Video.
Just came out.
Yeah, it came out last week.
Liar.
What?
Ever since Nathan talked about it being on Netflix, being accessible whenever you want to watch it, being the greatest thing ever. Yeah, I've watched it twice.
That's the beauty of the world we live in. I was laying in bed, pantsless, and I just go, I wish I was watching Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And 30 seconds later, I am. I didn't have to leave my bed. I didn't have to put on pants. I was just watching the movie. We live in a fucking miracle world.
Porn is always right there.
Yeah.
Which also requires no pants.
Why isn't there a porn Netflix?
There
kind of is.
No, like there's sites on the internet, but I don't think I can, like, on my PlayStation or whatever, on my Roku box, have, you know, net dicks or whatever it would be called, where I can just scroll. I want it literally to be exactly like Netflix. Pay my $10 a month or whatever, and I can just scroll through and go, oh, you know, Asian midgets, okay, and then watch it. Because now I just have to use Netflix and I have to watch French movies.
You better like register that like right now, because someone's listening to this and net dicks. That's the greatest idea ever, and you're gonna see it in a month. You're going to see the app for download on the PlayStation Network.
I say he sees Netflix every day.
I would say there are so many French movies on my Netflix watched queue. I'm like, no, no, babe, Blue is the Warmest Color is a great film. It's, you know, it's in-depth and psychological. I don't just watch that 15-minute lesbian scene over and over again. Exterminating Angels, that's all about man's struggle against scissoring hot chicks. Secretary? Well, I mean, here's the thing. I was jerking it.
I love James Spader a lot.
Yeah, I'm a huge James Spader fan. Oh, I didn't notice the hardcore sex scenes. I was so enraptured with James Spader's Academy Award quality performance.
Why I watch Bound is for the good mystery.
Yeah, Bound is a great detective film. I mean, there's one or two nude scenes. That's true, and I endure them for the great writing that a Wachowski siblings film brings.
To be fair, you watch a movie for the porn, like, wait a minute, the plot also got good.
Yeah, I was surprised by how good Bound was. When I was, like, 13, and I rented it from Blockbuster, I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to jerk off so much. And then I watched it, I'm like, this movie's really good.
After you jerked off a while. They're really good. They give you the 15 minutes of jerk off, and then it goes into a story. It's like a 15-minute prequel of just jerking material, and then, like, here's a plot. It's very convenient to the
Brian
audience.
Brian woke up on this conversation.
I masturbated a lot to that movie. It's,
Listen, we were pubescent when that movie came out. It was important.
No, I'm done.
Recommendations, Andy?
Bound.
my recommendation is to end the podcast.
I have a recommendation.
Yeah, it's coming about an hour too late.
I have a recommendation. I get one. We all get one.
I thought you had one.
I didn't have one.
We you started to punch yourself
you
in
guys,
the head.
No, you guys claimed Bob's Burgers was a recommendation.
No, I didn't.
But he didn't.
I am going to officially recommend Shadows of Mordor. It's a very fun PS4 game.
I did that last week.
Well, you did a
good
yours
job. Doesn't count.
Yeah. It doesn't count.
You're part of the B-Squad with me. Our recommendations don't really count.
Also, you're terrible.
Jeremy's recommendation.
Also true, but
you're
still.
You're the Jeremy Shea of the B-Squad.
Have you beat the game yet, newbie?
What?
Have you beat the game yet?
No.
All right.
I've been busy doing other, you know, preparatory things for February.
Gotcha. That game is so good. It's open world like Red Dead Redemption.
It is.
And it's weird. When you first start out, the first hour could use some better tutorials. Like you start out in the world, you're like, well, I should go do something. And then you're like, as you're fighting, then it tells you the tutorials here and there, but it's not a very good...
Well, they expect pretty much everyone who's played it to have played the Batman Arkham games.
Well, yeah, exactly. That helps a lot. But there's still some, like, the interrogation thing I didn't quite get properly right off the bat. And then once I started interrogating people
And then
more.
Once you get the death threat ability. The
death threat's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's an amazing game. Everyone should play it. But it's a little violent. So if you don't like violence, you shouldn't play it. But if you love exploding orcs' heads constantly or cutting off heads,
it's only violent against orcs.
Yeah,
that's the only way you can be sure that those bastards ain't coming back.
The number of heads poor chopped orcs. Off per minute in that game is probably more than any game ever played.
Poor orcs.
Why?
That's all I'm saying.
I have a slight recommendation. Are you done?
Almost. It's like, we watched Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings. You know, the last scene when Aragorn walks up and there's like 1,000 orcs come at him. You're like, well, that's just not realistic. You can't kill them all. In the game, it's basically the exact same thing. You just fight. It's so fulfilling to like just run into like a horde of orcs and just murder them all.
Was that the scene in Lord of the Rings where Aragorn murdered an unarmed person under a flag of truce?
Yeah. No, that was the third one. I'm talking about the first one.
Okay. Just double checking. Fucking Aragorn.
All right, my recommendation is a game I haven't been able to play yet, and nobody at this table is going to be able to play it.
Enemy Within?
No.
I'm going to shoot out names.
No. No, nobody at this table is going to be able to play it because we're all going to be playing Borderlands or Destiny or Shadows over...
Gamelot.
Shadow of Mordor.
Shadow of Mordor. Is fucking Alien...
Oh,
Alien.
I've heard game. Good things.
Alien. Hold on. Wait. Alien what?
Isolation.
Okay.
I hear really good. Coworker, we're going to be swapping games probably next week, where he's going to take Shadow of Mordor for a while, and I'm going to get Isolation. So,
okay,
I'll see if I can get it and let you guys know.
I don't know. I hear that one.
It's supposed to be really, really good.
Your recommendation belongs to newbie now, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping your hand out of your pants while you made that gesture. Oh God.
All right, quickly go while he's not talking.
No, I'm done.
He's being sexually assaulted.
No.